This is Passport to Texas. Throughout the month of March, students and families will take time away from school and work to enjoy a week-long spring break, and most want to spend that time on or near the water. Our state park guide, Brian Frazier, says state parks offer plenty of wet and wild fun.
People are anxious to get outside. They've got some cabin fever, and so they want to go to the beach or they want to go to the coast. And we've got Galveston Island State Park there on the upper Texas coast, down to Goose Island State Park in the middle Texas coast, the beaches at Mustang Island State Park, not far from Corpus Christi, which is a very popular spring break destination. People also like to fish, and we've got freshwater lakes in addition to what we have in saltwater that are great for people to get out and enjoy time on the water, from Lake Mineral Wells and Cooper Lake and Falcon, Choke Canyon State Park and Cedar Hill. No matter what part of Texas, there's places people can get out near and on the water and enjoy that, and they don't just like to fish. A lot of times people just want a canoe or kayak, and we've got places where you can rent those in our state parks, which are great for spring breakers who get there. Places like Inks Lake State Park or Village Creek or Bisher State Park or Palmetto State Park. We even have hydro bikes, pedal boats at lots of parks. So whatever your brand of water recreation for spring break, visit a state park and I think we can accommodate you.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.